Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for High Plains Outdoors. Today I want to talk with you a little bit about helicopter hog hunting. Now, down in Texas, about 4 years ago, a House bill was presented and it became law. It's referred to as the Pork Chopper Law down here in Texas. It basically allows, through a system of permits, it allows landowners to hire helicopter pilots and gunners to come in and shoot hogs off their property. Now, if you listen to this show very much, you're probably well aware that old Luke loves to hunt hogs. I love to hunt hogs. But here's the real world with helicopter hog hunting. Now, if you were flying a big ranch, 1,000 acres minimum, 20,000 acres in some parts of Texas, flying a big ranch to reduce the hog numbers, and you keep that chopper within the boundary lines of that ranch, no problem. You're doing a good job. You're getting rid of some hogs. Now, what the pilots do is charge a fee to, quote, hunters to get in the helicopter with them through the permitting system. It's not done randomly. There's a lot of forms to fill out and you know, get the approval of the state. Then they go up, usually with semi-automatic shotguns with double-aught buck, and they reduce the hog numbers. All fine and good if they stay within the perimeters of the land that they're permitted to fly over and kill hogs on. I would like to have a clause there where they have to have X number of men on the ground for every hour they're in the air to retrieve the hogs and make sure that good pork is put to good use. Now, that's not the case. The truth is, now, if the pilots stay within the track lines, they're not encroaching. I lease some land not far from where I live, and about once a week this time of the year, when the vegetation is down, the choppers come in with the so-called hunters. But they're strapped in, usually wearing camo. They're hunters for the day in these choppers. On three different occasions, I've seen the choppers fly off of the land they're permitted to hunt onto the land that I have leased, run the hogs out, sirens blazing. This is against the law, number one, but it's highly unethical. Now, my issue with the helicopter hog hunts is this. When they get across the property lines from tracts of land where they've been issued permits to hunt, they run the game off of that track, sometimes onto the land where they're permitted to hunt. I know that's happening on the land that I have leased. I've had other people witness the same thing, choppers flying over our area and other areas adjacent this permitted area at low level, treetop level, spooking not only hogs but deer. If you're in an area with turkey, javelina, whatever, those things run all the game off. The whole premise of helicopter hunts, if there were a vote today, I would definitely vote against it the way it's being done today. Now, we have to remove hog numbers. There's no question about that. Trapping is, in my opinion, the best way to get rid of hogs in conjunction with hunting. Now, Don Gresham with Goin Fencing, he builds 30-foot traps that are activated by cell phones. We've had Don as a guest a year or two back. That's a very efficient way of removing hogs and a whole lot cheaper than keeping a helicopter up in the air for a couple of hours. Well, folks, I feel like I've vented a little bit. I hope I brought a topic out that makes you think. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex, Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA.